Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on Tuesday, which is the day after Monday, as you guys well know. It's great to be with you here on Political Coffee. Yes, I am your host, former state representative and current fifth generation Oregon farmer, Jeff Krupp. Hey, by the way, thank you to all of you who made it last night to the Political Coffee Clatch. I am grateful that you guys took the time to go there last night. The count was over 50 of you crowded into the wonderful Sparky's Brewing Company. Now, the powerful and cool thing about that is that last night we were blessed to have an extended conversation with Tracy Honnell, which is the National Committee Woman for Oregon, which she had the opportunity to talk at length and take questions about what it is that a National Committee person, both men and women, we have one of each, actually does. What do they actually do? She drove all the way from Astoria just to be with us last night. I got a text from her as I was, you know, I couldn't join you last night because it was too nice of a day for me not to be out working in the field. So I spent the day fertilizing. And as I was shutting down the day and we did the broadcast, you guys saw me on the screen. Thank you, Curtis, for making all of that happen. I was out on the buggy bouncing across the field and, of course, had to stop because you couldn't hear me very well, as you would expect. Anyway, so I got a question from her late, or actually I got a text from her very late in the day saying thanks for the opportunity. It was after 9 o'clock and she was just driving home to Astoria. Now it's a 3-hour drive, folks. So she drove 3 hours one way to come and be with us, to spend a lot of time with us. She really enjoyed it, she said. It's a great interaction with you all, and I'm grateful and thankful that many of you took the opportunity to not only talk to her, but to build relationship, because we're gonna need this. We are absolutely gonna need this, folks. And we're gonna need it for many reasons. Because we need someone at the RNC advocating for what actually works. Now, what would that be? Well, it might be doing what works in winning elections. And that means moving the hearts and the minds of people who are persuadable. I say this is the theme of this radio show, is it not? Political Coffee. The theme of our show, Political Coffee, is very simple. Helping you change your world by talking about the issues of the day in a way that gives you thoughts and phrases that you can have in persuasive conversations with persuadable people. Now, this is how we get around the mainstream media. This is how we get around social media that is already beginning to clamp down on at least mainstream social media, the big ones, clamp down on what you and I are expressing as our opinions that are out there. We do it one person at a time. And we do that by having those meaningful, and they are meaningful, conversations with people. Now, that takes the form of us doing that within the people that are in our world, our sphere of influence. People that you know at church, at Rotary, at the chamber meetings, at business association meetings, people that you work with, members of your family. Now, again, you want to have meaningful conversation with people that are persuadable. Should not waste your time with people that you know are not persuadable, but people that are in the middle, that are on the cusp, that can go either way. And right now, that's a larger group of people than I think there ever has been. And I mean that sincerely. This is the point of why I had Curtis put up on the screen last night this story about Charlie Kirk and in what Charlie Kirk is trying to achieve, something that isn't being achieved by the RNC. Now, as I said last night, his group is called Turning Point USA. Then he has Turning Point Action, which can, you know, can go out and get involved in these things in a different way. The headline of this story is, can Turning Point Actions chase the vote, offset the Democrats' election machine? Friends, this is why we lose elections in Oregon. At least part of the reason why. Now, you know that I will never walk away from this whole business of election integrity. In fact, there's an election integrity symposium, and thank you, Oregon People's Vote, for being a part of that, and Janice Deisinger. Where is that? I have that here. Where is that? I have that. Here it is. The Oregon Republican Party is having an election integrity symposium Friday, May 21st. Friday, May 24th, rather, from 1 to 5:30. It's at the Kaiser Civic Center in Kaiser. We have to stay focused on election integrity. That's why we will always report these issues to you about the machines counting and how it. We need to go away from the machines, go back to hand ballot counting. This is a growing phenomenon that is happening across the country. It's a good thing. In fact, there was recently, just very recently, an election a week or so ago in which the machines died in a particular county. I forget where it was. Might have been in Arizona. I'm not sure. Anyway, the machines died. And they literally had to count the ballots by hand. They were prepared for it, and they did it in record time and a lot cheaper than anybody persuaded. So I will always put this out there that we have to get rid of these machines because they're not only unreliable, they're highly manipulable. You know, we talk about that all the time. Having said that, you still need to do what works. I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer. Yesterday, I was out doing what works, fertilizing my fields at about the right time. Because if you want to be successful as a farmer, you do what successful farmers do. And that means things like fertilizing your fields, working them up, getting them planted, managing them through the winter. That means, you know, draining the water in the grass seed business, which is primarily what I grow. Draining the water off the field so that the plant root systems don't become waterlogged and can't grow. You do what successful farmers do if you want to be a successful farmer. It's no different in politics. I shared this with you last night. By the way, again, thanks to all of you. We had some 50 people there. Thank you to all the candidates that showed up. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Tracy Honnell. I know we only got through about half of the movie, An Oregon Story, and that's fine. You know, perhaps we'll be able to show the second half, or you'll just watch it on your own. Thank you again to all of you for coming last night. In 2 weeks, Senator Brian Boqvist will be with us. Talk about his run for the treasurer and how he's uniquely qualified to do it. And can he win? Well, he can if you help. And he can if we do what I'm going to talk about here, and that's doing what the Democrats' election machine does. What do? They pound on doors with thousands, and I do mean thousands, of trained union people in Oregon. Now, why would you bother to do that in blue Oregon? Because Oregon isn't as blue as everybody thinks, folks. The Democrat election machine has been honed to a very high level in Oregon with mail-in voting. After 20 some odd years of it, they've perfected the steel. It's happening in other states. Can Charlie Kirk's Chase the Vote effort, where he's going to spend maybe $100 million, folks, in hiring people, not volunteers like the Democrat union people have here. The Democrat union people get days off paid for by you and I, the taxpayer, because they're government workers, folks. They go out and pound on doors. They have a complete slate of candidates. They know who's voted and who hasn't. They know, and they've identified those persuadable voters, those people in the middle, those independent voters, those Republicans who hate Trump, those Democrats that don't like raising taxes. You know, like some of those 83%ers who voted to repeal Salem's city income tax. They've identified those people. If they haven't turned on their ballot, they put trained ballot chasers with persuadable arguments on their doorstep. That's how they have high voter turnout. That's how they win close elections. We typically, those of us who believe in liberty, and I'm not just talking Republicans, I'm talking about conservatives. And yes, there still are some conservative Democrats. They show up at Political Coffee Clatch. Why? Because they're welcome. Because they're running for office for the right reasons. And you should help them. Now, they typically don't have Republican opponents. That's fine. Life is good, wild. But these are the people that the Democrats reach out to because they've identified. They know who they are. They've trained people to literally go knock on their door and help them vote right then and there. We don't do that. Why? Well, I'll get into that when we come back. And I'll get into this story about how Charlie Kirk's machine may be the game changer, not just for the states he's working in. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Hey, by the way, who said it was a stupid question to ask, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Who said that? No. Not who said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? We know who that was. That was Ronald Reagan. It was a famous line, and it worked. because of its simplicity, because of its truth. He said that as he ran against Jimmy Carter. His people weren't better off than they were 4 years ago. But somebody just criticized that. Who said it's a stupid question to ask? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Or Jeff at KS11.news. By the way, folks, there's an interesting story here. I just thought there's a citizens group that is suing to demand that laws are enforced resulting in honest elections. Now, this is actually all over the country. In New York, of all places, New York Citizens Audit is suing. It's another group, United Sovereign Americans. It just goes on and on and on. This is why we are involved in lawsuits here in Oregon. Because I'm telling you, folks, something's not right, and you know it. We all know it. With our election systems. MyPillow is just a great company. As you know, Mike Lindell is the main guy. And by the way, I got news. He is coming to Oregon. Okay? I'll let somebody else announce it, but he is coming to Oregon. Not long from now, by the way. He's fighting for free and fair elections all across the country. Right now, they got this $25 sale on with free shipping with orders over $75. Use the promo code PC23. PC23. And you not only support Mike Lindell and his effort to stand for free and fair elections, but you also support this radio station and by extension, this show. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the best products you will ever have. And I mean it, because I use them every day. And I sleep on them every night. And I use those towels every day. I use the new dish towels. Love them. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Hey, by the way, if you have a... and we're hopefully waiting to hear from Senator Linthicum. Yeah, he is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. So... voter integrity is powerful. We have to stay on that. But we also have to do what works. And that's what Charlie Kirk is trying to do. Now, let me explain to you why I say that this is so very, very important. Because I did what Charlie Kirk is training people to do. Now, he's raising a lot of money to do it, but it is training people to be persuasive at the doorstep. Now, the goal of this radio show is you don't have to be persuasive at the doorstep. It's to be persuasive prior to people getting their mail-in ballots and deciding who they're going to vote for, which is why I'm saying, who said it's a stupid question to ask, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Who said that? You and this radio show have the opportunity to ask that same question with, again, those persuadable people. But if we're going to pound on the doors with Republican ballot chasers, should they only collect ballots from Republicans? Or should they collect ballots from persuadable Democrats? You know, like, again, some of those 83% people in Salem that voted to repeal the income tax. You think they're ripe for persuadable arguments? Not only at the door, but from you right now. But let's say at the door. I did this. I did this in here in Oregon in two Republican legislative primary races. And I won one of them. It was me and a team of people. It wasn't just me, but we did this very thing. We identified persuadable voters who had not made up their mind yet. And then we knocked on their door and made the persuadable argument to them. This is what the Democrats do. And it works. I did it in other states. I did it in Arizona. I did it in Nevada. It works. Democrats do it here in Oregon. I know because we infiltrated several groups, leftist groups, who coordinate their activities by sending out trained people to knock on doors. They shared with us not only their database, but their entire schedule. It works. People do this. The Democrat unions do it in Oregon, and they do it with an entire ballot. A top-down ballot all the way down to school board. We don't do that in Oregon. And we'll talk about that. They're coming to come back. Our 6th, 3rd, we can win, especially now.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 24 minutes. Great to have you with us on Tuesday here on Political Coffee. This is our usual day that we have a conversation with State Senator Dennis Linthicum, and we'll bring him on in just a momento. Got to remind you that if your heating and cooling company says, hey, you know what? Your whole system just needs to be replaced. And it's very expensive. I know. I just put one in my new home, folks. Maybe you need a second opinion. You know, kind of like you get with a doctor. Maybe you need a second opinion here. Maybe you don't need a whole new system. Maybe you just need an update. Maybe you just need a particular repair. Why don't you give Freedom Heating and Air a call and ask for a second opinion, or maybe just ask for them to come out and evaluate your system as it is. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456, 580-1456, or check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Who said it's a stupid question to ask if you're better off than you were 4 years ago? Who said that? Let's ask Senator Linthicum. Senator, do you have any idea who said that?
No, I actually don't. I was thinking about your conversation this morning and what Charlie Kirk reminds me of another Christian apologist, Gregory Kokel. Greg Kokel has a book out. His book is called Street Smarts, and what caught me about your conversation with Charlie Kirk and his story and what he's trying to accomplish by capturing those minds that are on the edge. You know, there are some people that are way out in left field and you realize you'll never ever get to them. And oftentimes there's a man on the street type of interview that the Daily Wire or whatever will do, where they're asking questions and you realize these people just don't know fact from fiction. They don't know myth from reality. And anyway, Kokel's book subtitle is what I was thinking about as you were asking. The subtitle is Using Questions to Answer the Toughest Challenges.
Yes.
And the important part about using questions is we often, somebody will say something like, oh, why is it you hate, people who work in minimum wage jobs. And it's like, well, that's not the question. First of all, it's not a question of like or dislike or hate or love. It's got nothing to do with those. It's really a question about economics. And it's so the question is, would, when you go for a hamburger, do you watch prices? Do you look at prices? Are you paying attention to prices? Do you go here instead of there because of prices? And all other things being equal, the answer is yes. Sometimes you're in a place where there's no other choices and you're stuck in that environment. For the most part, you and I say, you know what, I don't want to go to place X because the burgers are close to $25. Let's go over here where the burgers are close to $6 when they used to be $2, but we'll not discuss that. Remember, when McDonald's started, they could deliver burgers faster than anybody on the planet for 25 cents.
That's right.
And now the service has slowed way down because there's fewer employees. Why are there fewer employees? Because they have to pay each employee so much. And the employees in California now at $20 per head in a fast food chain are getting laid off. Computers are easier. Computers don't take breaks. Computers don't ask for vacations. Computers don't. And there's even an outfit in California where everything is done by a robot. The burger is fried by a robot, well done, rare, et cetera. The burger is, the fries are lifted out of the oil pan by a robot. They're shaken off by a robot. They're thrown into a tray and salted by a robot. They're put into a package. And the package, by the way, has the appropriate ounces. It's not a look and see, oh, this is my friend at the window, I'm going to fill the package up to the brim.
Right.
And
right.
Here's a guy I politically disagree with. I'll give him a half a bowl of fries or whatever. The computer, the robot, those machines do it the same every single time. And we have become a culture that does not expect consistency or meritocracy from our employees. And the legislature thinks they can solve that by jacking prices through the roof. This is insanity. And everybody, Democrats, Republicans, independents, ought to go to the polls this year and let it be known we're tired of this single party rule.
So do you think that they're making that connection, though, that you talked about in your initial comments about how, there's just people out there that are busy living their lives, basically. They're not paying attention necessarily. They believe what they hear on the news or they see on TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Whether it's true or not, they're believing it. It's forming their opinions. What is the successful message? I want to go back to this comment about who said it's a stupid question to ask. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Reagan used that powerfully because of its simplicity. Everybody was living, as you remember, you and I were living through Jimmy Carter's failed administration. And we knew that our life was not better off. And it wasn't just because of inflation. It was malaise, right? It was just general feeling. Well, we today have that on steroids. So don't you think that we have to use simple messages that cut through the lies of social media, that cut through the censorship of the government and of social media, to cut through that, to get to the heart of people's hearts that deal with the real issues they're dealing with? Don't you think we should be talking about those things?
Yeah, we definitely should be talking about those things. And your listeners will enjoy, hearing, how stupid both you and I were in our younger years. You may not have been as stupid as I was, but our first home was at 12% interest rate. We bought it down to 11.5%. And it was a $79,000 home in Southern California. And my pickup truck, that first year we were married, this is 1980, The first year we were married, my pickup truck was at a 19% interest rate. I didn't remember that, but we recently came across the paperwork. And you hold it up and you hold it to the light and you stare at it and you say, I can't believe I was willing to go buy a pickup truck. It was a Toyota 4x4, you know, just those little wonderful trucks that just go and go and go. And it was 19%. And it's like, this is mind boggling, but it's what we became accustomed through the 4 years of the Carter administration. This was the price of a bad economy, and we lived in a bad economy. And if you needed wheels, you could have bought used wheels, or you could have bought it new. And you know, everyone goes through those choices about how to make these decisions. But this is what people face. People now have faced 4 years of a terrible economy under Bidenomics. It's about time they put two and two together and listen to the simplicity of a well-spoken man like Reagan or Trump that has answers to some of the problems we face.
So you're running for Secretary of State. You're out there talking to people, and you probably run into people who are not Republican voters necessarily, but are frankly independents or disaffected Democrats. What message do you think is going to get really matter to those people to choose not to just blindly vote for a Democrat ticket, but literally to pick and choose candidates?
I think some of the easiest places to hammer a wedge in the door to create that gap that allows entry is just with liberty, with censorship, with liberty, with your vote ought to count kinds of things. The southern border is another big wedge you can drive into the doorway. And I think the COVID fiasco, the destroyed lives, the children who have been injured by the COVID shutdowns, the education policies, more and more moms and dads have seen during that COVID year online what their kids were learning. And then they saw what the librarians were putting in the library. And then they realized that they didn't have to put up with this, that they could actually homeschool their children or put them into a private school and create a little homeschooling pod. So it wasn't all on one family, but five families in a neighborhood could join together. It's a fabulous opportunities that the COVID fiasco and the Great Reset have all put right in front of us, that even Democrats say and are concerned about, what's my future? Will I be better off if I continue down this road?
Senator Dennis Lithicum, thank you for joining us as you always do on Tuesdays. We appreciate your perspective. Be safe out there. Have great conversations. We'll keep talking.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always great to get up in the morning and have this kind of conversation.
It's 6:48. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Again, thank you to all of you who showed up last night for the Political Coffee Clatch. Thank you to Tracy Honnell for driving 3 hours one way from Astoria to make a great presentation. Spent a lot of time talking. She didn't leave there till 9 o'clock last night and drove all the way home. Thank you, Tracy, for that commitment as Oregon's National Committee woman to the Republican National Committee. Republican National Committee and the Oregon Republican Party and every county party needs to do what Charlie Kirk is training people to do at Turning Point Action, which is a 501c4. A little bit more about that in just a moment. I want to thank PacWest Lobby for being one of our sponsors on this radio show and this radio station. They do a marvelous job at representing people, groups of people, making persuasive arguments to policymakers, you know, like mayors, council people, government officials, bureaucrats, to be honest with you, not just legislators, not just the governor, but a whole host of people. That's the advantage you could have if you have an issue with government. This is the advantage you have in working with PacWest Lobby, because they have relationships with those people. Go check it out, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. I'm not going to have time to get much into this story, but there is a story on Gateway Pundit about the ship that lost its steering that hit the Baltimore Bridge. It lost its steering, all right, but what if that was a Chinese technology called remote towing technology? Grant Stinchfield on Real America's Voice had a show about that last night, and he featured a guy who had been hacked through his phone, and it took over control of his yacht and left him spinning in a bay. Is that possible? Is that what happened? You see, there are multiple systems. Steve Bannon talked about this, and you got to remember, folks, he was a naval officer. There are multiple backup systems that would not allow that to happen unless they were all given a command and got hacked. Was this a Chinese system? There's a group called the New Federal State of China. They are opposite of the Chinese Communist Party. That's their goal, to take down the CCP. They say remote towing technology, look it up, is something that the Chinese have developed through hacking. And they say it may have caused the crash of MH370, you know, the airliner that was never recovered from the sea. Just so that you can be aware, that story is out there. We'll see. Don't expect to get anything reliable from the government. Friends, the Federalist story, and then I'm going to get to two phone calls to both Rebecca and Rich. Hang on. What the Democrats do, and what Charlie Kirk is training us to do, those of us who are liberty lovers, to do, is to build relationships with people at the door who are persuadable voters in off-election times. I can tell you chapter and verse how this has been happening in the Portland metro area for years. When it's not an election time, the Democrats put people at the doors taking surveys, finding out where people are in their thinking, identifying them and classifying them. This is why they have a database of these people, including Republicans. Kevin Hoare, who's the former Republican communications director of the Oregon Republican Party for many years, had this happen to him personally. It's happened to him multiple times. He lives in Washington County. We don't do anything like that. This is what Charlie Kirk is training people to do. It's about relationship building, not only for just ballot chasing before elections, but afterwards, beforehand. And you can do this here in Oregon at local elections. We just have to provide some training. And my commitment to you is that we are going to provide some of that training. And it's going to be at the Political Coffee Clatch and maybe a gathering of the Eagles this year. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line, and then Rich. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. The reason I don't like that question is because it doesn't establish any parameters that are solid for the judgment to be made on whether they're better off now. It could turn into a good question if some parameters were established. It also does not provide the person who's to do the judging with any new information. And I prefer questions that provide some new information. And one of the reasons is because just this last weekend, I was having a conversation with somebody who has always said they're pro-Trump, and we had just finished having a conversation on what makes an economy work and why the prices are going out of control and how government is involved in that. And he just seemed like he was right on the page. And then as we went into our conversation more, he all of a sudden said, Obama was the best president ever. And I was like, where is he coming from? So I asked a few questions, and then I had to start telling him what Obamacare is doing to us, because he had no knowledge of how Obamacare is destroying our economy and causing government authority to expand and mutate, and people have no idea that Obamacare is behind a lot of the stripping of our liberty.
Thank you, Rebecca. Got to let you go. Appreciate you making the point. It's a fair question to ask. Is this question being made in context? Let's go to Rich. Rich, who said that? Do you know?
Morning.
Good morning.
Two things. One, I wonder if that happened to the ship in the Suez Canal.
Maybe.
And the second thing is, I lived in the Bay Area when they had the Jimmy Carter was involved, and we lost on the neighborhood. We had four different people just walk away from their houses because how fast the interest rates went up on their houses.
So that got their attention, the fact of high interest rates, not being able to buy a house, couldn't make ends meet, high inflation. That's the context that Rebecca was talking about, right?
Yeah, well, they had ARM interest rates, so they just constantly went up the interest rate on their houses, and it just got to the point they couldn't afford the house, so they walked away from them.
Yeah, we had that happen in 2008. For sure. Rich, everybody, Whoopi Goldberg said that it's a stupid question to ask. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Yeah, I would expect that from her. They know it works, folks. Yeah, maybe it needs some context, but that's where you come in. It's where we come in having persuadable conversations. Rich, thank you. Rebecca, thank you. Great point. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to all of you who showed up last night at Political Coffee Clatch. In 2 weeks, Senator Brian Boquist joins us then. See you tomorrow.